I describe it like you're running a marathon, and you get to the finishing line to then be told, sorry, your papers aren't in order, you can't complete the race.
Yeah.
With us, we were on the way to the hospital. Catherine, my wife, felt she was feeling grace move all that time. We get to the hospital, we get told they can't find a heartbeat. And one of my low points in all of that is Catherine, and I remember this bit crystal clear, turning to me and apologising.
Yeah.
She thought it was her fault that our daughter had died. Definitely not her fault, not her to blame at all.
Yeah. And just talking to Matt a bit earlier on, you know, who lost a child through miscarriage, it was the same thing, Andy. It was this sort of feeling of guilt so much she felt that she wanted to take an overdose. She was blaming herself so much for it, which is, I don't know, I suppose in the clear light of day you can see through that, but at the time you're just consumed, aren't you?
Indeed, and where it's difficult for the fathers, because the fathers feel that grief as well, as much as the mother does. And you're seeing your wife, your partner, your girlfriend, somebody you love, go through this, and as well as trying grieve for your, in our case, our daughter,
yeah.
I'm trying to support my wife through all the complications and issues that she had. So my grief as a dad gets put on hold, and my paternity leave, my 2-week paternity leave, rather than spending time with our new family, was spent in time organising a funeral.
Yeah.
Now, I don't remember an awful lot about this funeral. I remember parts of it. I don't remember it. I can't even remember the date it was. Because when a child dies, no matter what stage of the pregnancy, I describe it as being like in this shroud, a fog of grief. And this is where I like saying goodbye coming in. 20 months down the line now, I'm going to get an opportunity Saturday afternoon in the cathedral to stand with people who understand. And that is the point, and Matt's saying it's a taboo subject. He's absolutely right.
Mm.
It is a taboo subject. It shouldn't be, but it is. To stand with people who understand and celebrate the short time we had with our daughter. Words can't describe how important that is to my wife and I. Because everybody else, when you talk to them, they don't understand. Nobody understands unless you go through this. And you'd never want anybody to understand it, really. But nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
And since Grace was born, there are out there, and I have met and spoken to lots of people that beforehand, I didn't know they had miscarriages, I didn't know they had stillbirths or lost children in early infancy.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity, and you know, very well done to Zoe and Andy in putting this together to
Absolutely.
Give us an opportunity